side. Picked off ball. It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
Atlantis, the Bahamian National Anthem, the United States National Anthem prior to that as well, and we're just about ready to get this one tipped. The third place game in the Battle for Atlantis between the Badgers and the USC Trojans, a future Big Ten matchup, which is still kind of different to say. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to Badger Basketball.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
With Andy North, Lane Grindle with you, courtside here from our American Family Insurance broadcast position. We're down on the other side of the floor. We've been on the other side, the far side of the floor from where we are right now the first 2 days, so we get a little different perspective today.
Well, this is going to be a fun game. Two teams that obviously need to win, leave this island with a good 2-1 record. USC is really talented. You talk about Boogie Ellis and the fact that he went to Memphis, transferred back. He's a California kid. Number 32nd in the entire country rated that year. They've got four other guys that are top 50. So they've got super talent. So can you take what Wisconsin does as a team and beat a bunch of individuals? I think that's going to come down to the bottom line today.
And Boogie Ellis, he's a volume guy. He's going to get a lot of shots up, and he knocks. Again, quick turnaround, and you know you're going to get quality competition in this tournament no matter where you find yourself on any of the 3 days. And this is a USC team that won 26 games a year ago. They're picked fourth in the Pac-12, but they have some experience, and they've recruited well. They've had good recruiting classes coming in year after year, and this current class was a top 10 class. They got another top 10 class coming in next year as well. So Andy Enfield kind of has it rolling right now.
Oh, he's got the number one player in the country coming in next year. So, name and likeness, maybe? Maybe there's a little something going on there. I'm not 100% sure.
You get to do that now. You get to do that now.
It's above board.
This will be interesting to see USC and UCLA enter the Big Ten in what's such a great basketball league, and it's only going to get stronger. You know you're going to get a great blue blood program in UCLA, but where USC is at right now, don't sleep on that. This is a really good program.
They've really been good. Andy Enfield has done an amazing job. They've set records for year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year win totals under him.
It'll be Morgan and Crowell to tip it. Wisconsin in their road whites. USC in their home maroon. And USC controls the tip. Dixon Waters with it over on the right wing. Klesmit defending him. Moves it over top of the key to Trey White. Picks up his dribble. Finds Boogie Ellis on the left wing. Defended by Chucky Hepburn. He dribbles it out. Crosses him over. Still on that left wing. Driving baseline. Kicks back out to Trey White. Six to shoot on the shot clock for USC. Leaves it underneath for Morgan. A little too deep. Working against Davis. Kicks it back out. One to shoot on the shot clock. And it'll be a violation on USC. Did the Badgers come to play defense today? I think you have your answer.
Well, I love the matchup. Tyler Wall on Peterson. That's going to be really special. Tyler did a great job. Peterson got the ball at the end of that possession. Tyler. Perfect. 10 toes of the line, face on, kind of shots that you're going to expect him to make.
Trey White driving, left elbow, kicks out on the right. First half, 3-0 Badgers. White driving, now steps back for a long two, no good, tipped around, and into the hands of Boogie Ellis, and now Klesmit gets a hand on it.
This is obvious flop as you could possibly see.
3-0 Badgers, USC basketball, 19 to shoot on the shot clock on the far sideline. Peterson trying to get it in, has to hurry. Gets it into Trey White on the left wing. Now Boogie Ellis comes over, takes it right of the circle. Hepburn out there defending him. Ellis, a tremendous player, all Pac-12 caliber player. Kicks out Drew Peterson, three from the left side of the circle, and he knocks it down. And we're tied at three with 17:29 remaining first half.
Wall got caught trying to help a little bit on Ellis there, and he couldn't quite recover to get in front of Peterson.
Klesmit with the basketball, top of the key, driving into the paint. Right block, kicks it out now to Hepburn. They swing it around left wing to Davis. Feeds Wall. Left block extended down near the baseline. Driving into the paint. Picks up his dribble. Goes up strong, but it's off the iron a little too strong. And Trey White clears the board for USC.
Not a great shot by Tyler Wall. A little bit awkward.
Ellis with the basketball for the Trojans. Working against Klesmit, driving, spinning, loses the basketball, but Peterson gets it back. Peterson on the right elbow, dribbling back out to the right wing, working against Wall, lost the basketball, last touch by Wall, and it stays with the Trojans with 11 to shoot on the shot clock.
Tyler Wall all over Peterson, absolutely all over him. Great job.
If you thought the Badgers were tired, they aren't early on, at least. Connor Assegian's checked into the game for the Badgers for Jordan Davis. On the inbound, they get it in the corner. Peterson open for three, and that's a guy you got to get a hand in the face of. He hasn't shot it well this year, but he knocks down another trio, and the Trojans have a 6-3 lead.
Tyler gambled on trying to get the inbound lob to the big guy and then left Peterson wide open. Can't do that.
Hepburn over on the left wing. High post entry pass to Crowell. Back to the basket. Back out to Heffer. Another open look for three. And Chucky, 2 for 2 to start this game. We're tied at 6.
And another. Get the post. Pass it out. Exactly the kind.
Now offensive foul against Peterson as Wall hit the deck. Tyler Wall doing a lot of good things on the defensive side right now.
Well, that's just what you expect out of him. Peterson's knocked down a couple, but he's been all over him every other possession.
Back to your comment, Andy. A lot of inside-out game going right now for the Badgers on the offensive end.
Coach Gard loves that. Always wants to touch the post. It just gives everything else in the offense some credibility.
I see it on the left side. Finds Klesman coming off the screen, driving to the left hand. Tried to leave it for Carter Gilmore underneath. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Gilmore. And it's USC basketball. Crowell on the bench as Gilmore comes into the game. 6-6 ball game, 16:02 remaining in the first half.
Both teams seem to have quite a bit of energy, so that's good.
Ellis brings it across half court. Finds Peterson coming off the screen at the high post. Back out to Ellis. Thought about a three. Puts it on the floor. Crosses over on Hepburn. Driving left side. Down to the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Peterson thought about a long-range three against Gilmore. Now step back two on the left side. That's no good. Fighting for the rebound is a Sejan, but he's not going to be able to control it. Morgan comes away with it. Back out to White. Here's a deep two from White from the right side, and he knocks it down. 8-6 USC. 15:30 remaining in the first half.
White's one of those very highly recruited freshmen. Really a talented player.
Sejan on the left wing. Driving down to the left baseline in the corner. Crosses over in the paint. Kicks it out to Gilmore. Pump fake. Extra pass to Wall. Left side for three. No good. Peterson with the rebound for the Trojans. Peterson pushing a little bit in transition. Now they'll slow it up. Morgan hands it off to Boogie Ellis at the top. Hepburn fighting through the screen. Takes the ball away from Ellis. Up ahead to Wall. Nobody around him. Dunks it home. And we're tied at 8.
This is really a fun matchup. Boogie Ellis against Chucky Hepburn. Really a fun matchup. Boogie Ellis against Chucky Hepburn. Chucky's inside his shorts on defense.
14:48 remaining in the first half. This has been a great game so far.
Some awkward matchups defensive-wise when they switch. That time, probably don't want Connor guard him.
Sejan touches the basketball, left wing Wall. Now popping out top of the key is Gilmore with the basketball. Hands it off to Chucky. Hepburn puts it on the floor one time. Left wing, Klesman. High post entry pass to Wall on the left side. Back to the basket. Working against White. Driving in with the right hand. Got the roll. 11-10, USC with a one-point advantage, 14:03 remaining, first half.
If White's going to try to guard Tyler in there, we need to get him the ball every single time because he'll own him.
Trojan basketball. Dixon Waters on the left wing. Now back up Ellis. Ellis working against Hepburn. Now kicks it into the corner to Dixon Waters. Back to Ellis on the left wing. Puts it on the floor one time. Shot in the face of Hepburn, and he knocked it down. Contested or not, it doesn't matter with Boogie Ellis.
No, he's going to throw it up there. He's looked really good with his shot so far today.
14-10. Well, timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Black Friday is here at Menards, and we've got the perfect present for your loved ones. Get your projects done with a wet-dry shop vacuum from Masterforce. You can get it for the low price of only $54.99. Give your floors a deep clean and get a Hoover Power Scrub Carpet Extractor. Save $90 instantly and get it for only $149. Hurry into Menards this Black Friday for more great deals. Doors open at 6 a.m. Black Friday.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey.
Do you struggle with weight loss? We have an answer that is simple, safe, and can be very effective. Our program is called Transformation because that's what happens. Even if it's been years and you've tried other methods that didn't work, Transformations may be your answer. What makes us unique for healthy weight loss is that Transformation is based on your individual genetics and DNA. No one else does that, and that's why other methods fail. For healthy weight loss with doctor supervision, call Dr. James Bowman at 715-341-4949 for an appointment.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
16-10, USC leads Wisconsin, 12:54 remaining first half. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisconsin.edu. Well, coming into this game, the Badgers were holding opponents to 18% shooting beyond the arc, just 18 of 101, so a little bit less than that.
How about
four out of six so far. For USC, yeah. And that's kind of the story of this game so far.
And it's been some pretty decent defense. Badgers have tried to help out a couple of times, which has left their guy with a quick side-to-side pass, get a guy wide open. So they've got to pay a little bit of closer attention to that, not helping out as much.
Badger basketball as we come out of the timeout. Hepburn working it up across half court against Boogie Ellis. Finds a cutting in the lane. Harrison Hornery, he won't get it to fall, but he draws the contact. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws when we return after the break. Tied at 16, a little 6-0 run by the Badgers over the last 60 seconds or so of game action. And we are tied. 11:47 remaining first half. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Well, enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. Back with you from the American Family Insurance broadcast table here in the Bahamas. It's a 16-16 game between USC and Wisconsin. There's been some pace to this one early on and some shot making. USC is 4 of 7 from beyond the arc. Badgers are 4 from 8 beyond the arc. So they're knocking down their threes, both teams.
Well, they're running their stuff. There's plenty of energy right now. Hopefully that can continue throughout the course of the game. Both teams look relatively fresh for the third game in 3 days. So I think that speaks well for what we're going to see the rest of this game.
Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. It has been a fast-paced start to this game. The third-place game here in the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. Badgers trying to make this a really good trip. You come down here and win 2 out of 3 and take the third rank. Chucky's on the bench and Ellis isn't, or vice versa. I think both head coaches will try to manage that the same way. Tyler Wall on the right wing with the basketball. Now a foul underneath, whistled against the Trojans. That looked like the Johnny Wright, who's going to be whistled for the foul for USC.
Yeah, basically trying to get the ball into Stephen Crowell. He just put both hands on it, and that's an automatic call inside.
Lesmer will inbound underneath. Sejan runs into some traffic, and they just have to lob it into Crowell back near half court. Gives to Klesmet on the right wing. Feeds it to Jordan Davis, open for three, and Jordan Davis gets it to go, and he says, thank you, as he turns to run back and get on defense. 19-17, Badgers with a two-point lead.
Yeah, that breaks a streak of about 9 or 10 misses in a row for him.
Drew Peterson in traffic, in the paint, dribbling around, still with the dribble. Hands it off to Hornery at the top. Hornery puts it on the floor one time, finds Peterson. Peterson nearly lost it, being defended by Jordan Davis. Now they switch Klesmet on him. Johnson out here on the right wing with the basketball. Swing it around. Hornery open for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Strong rebound by Stephen Crowell. In traffic, he pulled it down, did the seven-footer.
Nice job Klesmet of going up with both hands and being strong with the ball.
Klesmet crossing over, driving in the paint. Kicks out into the corner. Sejan thought about a three. Now makes the pass to Crowell. Knocked away as he got it to Wall. And a foul against Hornery for USC. Bunch of substitutions for USC, and Boogie Ellis back into the game, and immediately Greg Gard says, Chucky, get back in there. Joshua Morgan back into the game as well for the Trojans. As Peterson will take a well-deserved seat over there on the USC bench. Badgers get it in the corner. Chucky Hepburn with it, and he's going to use a timeout. as he was a little bit of trouble deep down in that corner.
They ran one of their plays, inbounds plays, where he gets it to Steven, and then he cuts right off of it, and they jumped it right away, and he had no place to go.
Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Here from the American Family Insurance broadcast position, 1917 Wisconsin right now, 10:31 remaining.
So we've got three quarters of the game left, and Coach Guard's already used up two of his four timeouts. So that'll be something to look forward to as we move on.
Badgers huddling up. Quick conversation for Andy Enfield and the Trojans. They're back on the floor ready to go, and the Badgers join them here on the floor. It's a two-point Wisconsin lead. And, you know, look, a 43-42 victory on day one, you take them any way you can get them. But the next 2 days so far have been aesthetically really pleasing basketball to watch.
It's been really good. And so far, USC has really played the Wisconsin inbound plays beautifully from a defensive standpoint. Really shut both of them down so far.
Hepburn with the basketball, 10 to shoot on the shot clock. Dribbles over to the right wing, finds Crouch off the key. Entry pass down low to Wall. Knocked away by USC. And into the hands of Kobe Johnson, the Milwaukee product. Now Boogie Ellis asking him to clear out as he's working on Tyler Wall in the right wing. Moves it over to the right side. Malik Thomas now with the basketball. Chucky Hepburn defending him. Now back to Johnson on the left wing. Jordan Davis defending him. Trey White pops high, 10 to shoot on the shot clock. Back over to Ellis. Ellis on the right side, dribbling over, top of the key. Driving, kicks out Kobe Johnson on the left wing. He knocks down the three and lets out a scream as he goes back down the floor. 20 to 19, USC with a one-point lead.
And he's been terrible from three all year. Had only made one.
Klesmet with it to Wall, who pops out on the right wing. Entry pass down low to Crowell, trying to back in the defender. Turns with the left hand, no good. It rolls off the rim, but Crowell got it back. Knocked into his hands, looking for Hepburn. Hepburn had it taken away for a moment, and now Kobe Johnson with it. Three on one. Johnson gives up to White, who dunks it home. And USC extends their lead. It's 22 to 19. Badgers coming back down in transition. Kick out to Chucky Hepburn from the right wing. In transition. Kick out to Chucky Hepburn from the right wing. Chucky in and out, no good. And the rebound goes to White for USC.
Really good look, though. Ball was inside.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows level off around 30. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 54. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. With Andy North, Lane Grindle with you courtside here at the Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlantis. It is a 24-22 USC lead, 7:44 remaining in the first half. And Andy, been a lot of pace to this one, up and down the floor. Both teams shooting it very well. Both times that the Trojans have put a little separation between them and the Badgers, though, the Badgers have been able to make some big shots and get right back in it. They're trailing by two currently.
Well, both teams shooting over 50%. Not a ton of turnovers, 3 and 4. But basically, this has been a pretty cleanly played game. Almost a little bit surprising, the fact that it's the third game and, you know, the guys have got to be tough.
Half court for USC. Johnson flashes out to the right wing, takes the basketball back to Ellis now, defended by Chucky Hepburn. Ellis driving, spinning in the paint, rises up over Hepburn and gets the two to fall from about 10 feet away.
Boy, he is an unbelievable scorer. Chucky all over him on that one. He made a beautiful spin move and threw it up, knocked it down.
He's as good as advertised. DeSejan gives to Gilmore, right of the circle. Picks up his dribble on the right wing, now finds Ilver at the top of the key. And now Klesman gets it on the left wing, but a foul will be whistled against USC underneath, away from the basketball.
Every single time Connor is cutting down through the middle, they're just grabbing hold of him. Finally, they called one.
Foul whistled against Boogie Ellis. That's his first personal. Badger basketball underneath. They get it in to Gilmore, gives it right back to Hepburn, now finds Ilver, and back to Hepburn, left of the key. Left wing, a Siegen with the basketball. Into the corner with Klesman on that left side. Back out left wing, Gilmore. Marcus Silver, his second personal foul, and White will shoot a pair of free throws here. He's 60% free throw shooter on the season.
Wisconsin's missed their last two or three threes. They were open threes, but sometimes you need to work the ball, get it coming from inside, not just throwing it around the edges.
White knocks down the first of two. Tyler Wall back into the game. Stephen Crowell comes back into the game. Isaac Lindsay also checks into this game. So probably one of the rare times where you'll see Boogie Ellis on the floor and Chucky Hepburn not on the floor. This is the second free throw, and the Badgers come away with it. Lindsay skipping it across half court for the Badgers. It's a screen from Wall, driving into the paint. Little floater rejected by Morgan. He is a shot blocker, and he knocks it into the hands of Boogie Ellis.
That's his 22nd block already in this early season.
From the Trojans the other way. Step back three for Ellis. No good. Klesmith cracks down the board for Wisconsin. 30-24, six-point Wisconsin, USC lead, rather. 5:09 remaining. Esijan, deep three left wing. That's too strong. And Kobe Johnson tracks it down for USC. Up ahead to White, threw it over his head and out of bounds. Turnover on the Trojans going the other way.
That one was closer to us than it was to the Trojan. He's throwing it to. That Jordan. Only missed by about 8 feet.
Jordan Davis back into this game. Esijan will take a seat. Lindsay remains in the game and will play the point position here for Greg Gard. Lindsay bringing it across half court. Picked up by Dixon Waters. Crowell open for three. Looked like that was nearly blocked. It was in and out. No good. Jordan Davis got the rebound. Knocks it into the hands of Wall, who nearly has it taken away. And finally a foul whistled as he had three Trojans all over him down there at that high post spot. For Tyler Wall.
Really nice offensive rebound by Jordan Davis. He kind of slipped in. The ball came straight down. He went up and got it.
Menards, the proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics, and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Lindsay to get it in. Badgers trailing by six. 4:41 remaining. Lindsay will inbound from underneath the basket closest towards us.
Badgers settling for some early threes. Need to run the offense.
Lindsay gets it into the corner. Jordan Davis picks up his dribble. Down on the baseline, Crowell with it. Back to the basket, working against White. Dumps it off underneath for Jordan Davis. Off the glass for two. And the contact. He'll go to the line for a three-point opportunity.
As soon as they doubled Stephen Crowell, Jordan snuck into the backside. A beautiful pass from Stephen. Got a chance for a three-point play.
Badgers within four. It's 30-26 USC. 4:33 remaining. In the first half, Davis at the line. Jordan 4-for-6 at the free throw line this year. Make it 5-for-7 as he completes the three-point play, and the Badgers within three. Peterson running the point here for USC. Boogie Ellis on the bench for the Trojans. Knocked away from Dixon Waters by Jordan Davis. Up ahead, all the way off the glass for two in transition on the run out.
And this is the Jordan Davis that we need, playing great defense, going to the board, getting some good cuts to the basket. Really has played a nice last 5 or 6 minutes.
30-29, Trojans with a one-point lead. USC has not scored a field goal in the last 2:48. In and out, no good. It'll keep that way as Malik Thomas misses the jumper, knocked around, and it's Badger basketball. After Thomas missed the jumper, and nobody came down to the rebound. So a timeout on the floor, a little mini spurt here by Wisconsin, and they trail by one with 3:55 remaining here in the first half. We'll take a timeout as well. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi. And also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Here from the American Family Insurance broadcast position, courtside in the Bahamas. It's a 30-29 USC lead with 3:55 remaining here in the first half. And this has been a high-scoring game. USC team that scores the basketball pretty well. Badgers scored more points in the second half yesterday than they did the entire day on Wednesday. So Wisconsin really has played pretty good offensive basketball, save for maybe the first three halves that they played down here. Really good second half yesterday. And, of course, so far here today, they've executed pretty well on the offensive end as well.
Well, and it helps when Chucky's able to knock down some shots, which he's done early today. He looks like he's more into the rhythm and the flow of the game, where it looks like he's been forcing it a little bit.
Badger basketball as we come out of the timeout, trailing by one. Lindsay stays on the floor for Wisconsin. Hepburn remains on the bench for the Badgers. Lindsay brings it across half court. They work it into the corner of the crowd. Back out to Lindsay on the right wing. Dribble to Hughes instead. Passes high block to Crowell. 15 to shoot on the shot clock for Klesman on the right wing. To Lindsay. Puts it on the floor one time. Now left wing, Davis. High entry pass to Wall. Down low to Crowell. Reverse lay-in is good as he goes up and over to Johnny Wright. And the Badgers have a one-point lead, 31-30.
Kind of a little high-low, but it was only from about 8 feet instead of all the way up on the free throw line.
Badgers up by one. Run a little weave up top. Are the Trojans. They get it to Dixon Waters working against Klesman. Pulls up for three off the dribble. No good. Crowell with the rebound, and he's hooked. And it's going to be a foul against Kajani Wright. Crowell doing a lot of good things in this game. Passing the ball, finishing at the rim, and doing a really good job rebounding on the defensive end.
I think you can see the work that he's put in the summer. He's gotten so much stronger, probably gained 15, 20 pounds of strength. And you can see that the way he's going after the ball aggressively on rebounds.
How about his line so far? 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. That's what you like to see from the 7-footer. It goes to the free throw line here as the Badgers now into the bonus. He'll shoot a 1-1, and the front end on the way. That is no good. Knocked around and into the hands of Trey White for USC. Yeah,
Stevens a great foul shooter. You don't see him miss those very often.
Ellis back in the game for USC. Brings it up across half court. Klesmet is defending him. 31-30 Badgers. 2:50 remaining first half. Peterson on the left wing. Driving against Wall. Step back jumper for two in the corner.
What a shot.
It's good.
What a shot. Tyler, great defense. It's all over me. He fell back almost to the three-point line and knocked it in.
You can't defend that shot that Drew Peterson just took. 32-31 USC. Klesmet with 2:30 remaining in the first half. Finds Lindsay on the left wing. Low block to Tyler Wall on the left side. Now back out to Klesman. Lindsay open for a deep three, and that one's good. Isaac Lindsay from about 24 feet buried it. And the Badgers by two, 34-32. USC the other way. Ellis working against Klesman. They'll switch off with Wall defending him on the right wing. Crosses over, kicks out to Peterson, top of the key. Peterson puts it on the floor with that left hand, driving into the left block. Back to the basket, picks up his dribble. In trouble, double dribbled.
Great job, defense. He's trying to back Tyler Wahl down. He had no part of that. A couple of guys digging in on him, causing some problems. A great defensive sequence.
It's a talented USC team, but we've seen the Badgers do some good things defensively against them here in this first half. Lindsey will bring it up the floor for the Badgers. A minute 53 remaining first half. It's a two-point lead for Wisconsin. Klesman driving a little floater in the lane. No good. Crow with the offensive rebound. Put back, no good. He's blocked, and White comes away with it for USC. Two-point Badger lead. Minute 39 remaining first half. Kobe Johnson with it on the left side. Now gives it to Peterson, top of the key, hands off to Ellis. Still at the top of the circle, working against Lindsey. Drives to the left elbow, gives to Johnson, rises up for two. No good on that left side, and Wahl gets the board for the Badgers. Minute 18 and counting here in this first half. Wahl driving left baseline. Kicks out to Crowell on the left wing. Wide open for three, thought about it, pulled the trigger, and it's off the rim, no good. Ellis comes away with the board for USC.
Some of those threes are fool's gold when they're so wide open, but you feel like you have to take them.
Peterson spins into the double team, fighting for the basketball is Lindsey. It's a jump ball, and the possession arrow belongs to the Badgers. He turned into the double team, lost the handle on it. Everybody ended up on the floor, and Isaac Lindsey was the one to make it happen.
He got Lois earliest and got up underneath his legs and got his hands on it. Well done. They call him Ice.
Two-point advantage for the Badgers, 57.3 seconds remaining first half. Isaiah Sellers checking into the game for USC. Ellis going to get a quick break here defensively.
To take any potential foul on defense down here this close to the half, put him on the bench. Peterson also on the bench.
Lindsey will walk it across half court. Lindsey working off the screen from Crowell on the right side. Gives it to Crowell, top of the key. Nearly traveled. Picks up his dribble. Finds Wahl. Wahl on the left wing. Now low block entry to Crowell. Backing in on Morgan. Still backing him in with that right hand. Tries to go up and under. And somehow with the body control finishes with the right hand.
Went up with two hands. Really a strong move. Went right through Morgan.
36-32 Badgers. 25 seconds remaining in the half. Maybe a half-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Kobe Johnson going to hold for one here. 15 seconds. Johnson on the right wing. Hands it off to Sellers. To Dixon Waters. 9 seconds remaining in the first half. Dixon Waters from the right of the circle for three. In and out, no good. Morgan got the rebound. The putback, no good, but he's fouled. With 5 seconds remaining in the first half.
Morgan does a nice job on the boards. Big-time shot blocker. When he's on defense, you've got to pump fake him because he wants to block everything. But did a great job going to the rim there.
36-32. They say he was not in the act of shooting.
Well, good.
And so the Badgers will take that.
Absolutely.
And Ellis going to check back into this game as USC will inbound underneath. Ellis comes in. White's going to come out of the game for the Trojans. Andy Enfield wasn't very happy that his big man's not the line right now. Johnson to inbound. Gets it into Ellis. Open for two in the corner. Got it to go, and he's fouled after the shot. He'll go to the line to try and complete a three-point play.
Boy, Max was screened by like three guys going over the corner. I don't know how he got a hand on him. He wasn't even close to him.
36-34. Badgers by two. 3.7 seconds remaining in the first half. Ellis to try and complete a three-point play here. 13 points in the half. It'll stay. He by Wahl will fall without drawing any iron. And that's our halftime score. Wisconsin 36, USC 34. And what an exciting first half that was.
That was a good half of basketball. And the fact that the Badgers have gained two from the start, that's awesome.
Up and down the floor, a lot of offense, and the Badgers with a two-point lead halfway home here in the Bahamas. We'll be back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Back with you courtside here in the Bahamas, 36-34. Wisconsin leads USC with Andy North, Lane Griddle with you from the American Family Insurance broadcast table here. And Andy, your thoughts on that first half? Pretty up and down the floor, maybe a little bit more so than we anticipated.
I'm shocked the energy both teams have had. That was really a good half of basketball. You'd have no idea. This is the third game in 3 days. Some good shooting, some really tough defense, and all in all, really a nicely played half of basketball.
What has stood out to you about Wisconsin and what they've been able to get done offensively? They've really shared the basketball well.
Well, I think when they've been really good on offense, they've been able to get the ball in the post and work from post out. That's been the threes we've made, the threes we've missed. It's when we passed around the perimeter and somebody just jacked one up eventually. I think all in all, Coach Gard would like to firm up the defense a little bit, but USC really shot the ball well. I mean, you see why they average almost 47% from the floor. A bunch of guys that can shoot. But I think the biggest thing is that we should be able to take advantage of the inside. I think both Steven and Tyler can beat these guys inside and be a little bit more physically tough than they are.
Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. Well, more of the Culver's Halftime Show when we return after this. Badgers with a 36-34 lead over USC. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Dirty oil can easily wreak havoc on your vehicle's engine, so be sure to change the oil at recommended intervals. And for a motor oil that outperforms conventional and synthetic blends, try Mobile One, the full synthetic motor oil that keeps your engine running like new. Ask for Mobile One at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And don't forget to pick up a Wix XP oil filter to complete the job. Because when it comes to oil changes, we've got you covered at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back with you courtside here at the Battle for Atlantis. Badgers with a two-point lead over USC at halftime in the final game of this Battle for Atlantis for the Badgers, the third place game. 36-34 your score. Let's listen back to the first half highlights. Hepburn fighting through the screen, takes the ball away from Ellis, up ahead to Wall. Nobody around him, dunks it home, and we're tied at 8. Crowell on the right wing, hands it off to Jordan Davis, dribbles over top of the key, now crosses back over, finds a Sejan. Sejan flashing high, right wing. Connor Sejan got it. Another three for the fabulous freshman, tied at 16. Down on the baseline, Crowell with it. Back to the basket, working against White. Dumps it off underneath for Jordan Davis. Off the glass for two. And the contact. He'll go to the line for a three-point opportunity. Boogie Ellis on the bench for the Trojans. Knocked away from Dixon Waters by Jordan Davis. Up ahead. All the way off the glass for two in transition on the runout.
And this is the Jordan Davis that we need. Playing great defense, going to the board, getting some good cuts to the basket.
Badgers with a two-point advantage. They trailed for parts of the first half, but they go into the locker room with a 36-34 lead. We've got more of the Culver's Halftime Show when we return after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Black Friday is here at Menards, and we've got the perfect present for your loved ones. Warm up your home with a new Minocqua electric stove with a remote control. Save $60 now and get it for only $69.99. Keep warm with new fleece blankets in a wide assortment of colors and designs. Only $2.79 each. Hurry into Menards this Black Friday for more great deals. Doors open at 6 a.m. Black Friday.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
No one had any idea.
36-34 here at the half. Badgers with a two-point lead over USC. All right, Andy, what do you want to see here in this second half? What do the Badgers need to do well to close this one out?
Well, I think they've got to keep running their offense, getting the ball into the post. Early on, they did a great job of hitting the post, kicking out, getting some really good threes. They sort of fell in love, as the coaches call, fool's gold threes. The last half of that, the half, they ended up shooting 16. That's probably more than Coach Gard would like to shoot. But, you know, it's hard to turn down wide open ones, but that's sometimes when you shouldn't shoot them. You know, you get the ball coming from inside out in better rhythm. We saw Stephen Crowell decide to shoot it after he's known guarded him for a long time out there, and you lose your rhythm. So, all in all, I thought played some pretty good defense. USC made some really tough shots. I think overall they did a pretty good job defensively, even though they gave up more points than possessions probably. So, but all in all, Isaac Lindsay, he's our closer in the first half. He comes in and plays great the last 5 minutes, did some nice things. I think the fact that Chucky only played 13 minutes that half, that's got to help us coming down the stretch.
We have plenty more coming your way. 36-34 Wisconsin. When we return, we'll take a look at the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every single day.